So it can be really beautiful to bring your intention right from the start to this inquiry of what does it really mean to be present? And sense if there's a gentle way that you can make yourself at home right in this moment. So there's not a controlling as much as a relaxing, just giving yourself that gift of relaxing back. You might feel the movement of the breath and take a few very conscious, long, slow, full breaths. Let these conscious breaths help to collect you and gather you and bring you here. See if you can notice with the out-breath a actual letting go. So you breathe in fully, and then as you exhale, just softening, releasing, relaxing. And you might find that you're aware of being more present, and that you can consciously let the senses be awake, noticing the sounds that are here. With a kind of receptivity, feeling the sensations inside you, the sensations of the sitting posture. And with the receptivity, feel your heart. Just sense what mood is here. If there's a state of your heart right now. So without any judgment, this is just a homecoming to how it is. It's like this right now. It's like this. Gentle. Alert right here. It's part of our way of opening our hearts and minds as we gather to reflect on our intention. So take these moments, if you will, to just sense and honor what brings you here tonight. What's the deepest longing or intention you're aware of right now? Sense your own sincerity, this kind of basic goodness that really gives rise to wanting to be truthful, wanting to love well, wanting to be free. So we bring our voices together as community, as Sangha, with the chanting of Om. And if you'd like to bring the palms in prayer position, just to feel that sincerity and project the sound current, please do so. We'll chant three times. So please inhale deeply. As you relax your hands down, you might take a few moments to, keeping your eyes closed perhaps, just feel the body from the inside and any slight adjustments in how you're sitting, so that the posture is one that is upright. There's a quality of sitting tall. Not stiff, but with a quality of presence that lets you be alert in the tallness. There's an awake quality to the posture. And then see what can relax around that uprightness. You might scan through the body and notice if there's kind of habitual holding or tension. And just gently loosening, relaxing. You might soften the eyes a bit. We tend to tighten around the brow and just as if you're smiling into the eyes, let them relax. Slight smile at the mouth. Feeling the shoulders from the inside out. And see if there's a natural dissolving that's possible. You can sometimes imagine ice melting, ice to water, and water to gas. And feeling the hands from the inside. And just with a very, very soft attention, see if you can feel the sensations, the tingling, maybe the pulsing, the vibrating in the hands. As if you're just listening into and receiving the sensations that are there in your awareness. It's a very close in, intimate attention. Feel the torso in the way that there's an openness to the chest. And then loosening down the torso, softening the belly. So the breath is received deep inside you. Sense this next breath being received in a softening belly. This breath. And this one. And this one. And again. So that the awareness continues down the body, feeling the hips, the legs. The feet. Aware of the places of contact where you're sitting on your chair or cushion, where your feet touch the floor. So you're aware of the sensations of hardness or pressure, warmth, where your hands touch each other or your hands touch your legs, contact. And then widening the lens, sense this whole field of sensations all at once. This energy body. It's a changing dance tingling and vibrating, pressure or openness, hot or cold, sometimes pleasant or unpleasant, just letting it all happen, not stopping anything. Notice what it's like when you allow fully this life to live through you. Including the sounds. Whether you're listening with all your senses awake. Listening to the sound behind the sounds, sometimes called the sound of silence. Just that background undulating hum. Sensing the space itself that's awake and listening. Noticing that sounds, sensations, feelings are all occurring in the field of awareness. That there's an alert stillness in the background that's aware of all that's happening. To be awake is to be this awareness. This lucid field of knowing. Because it's the nature of our mind to contract, to lose itself in thought forms. We can choose a home base to help us to remember to be right here. So for some, it might be the inflow or outflow of the breath. A kind of refuge that you can relax with, come home to. For others, you might have the sounds that you're listening to in the foreground. That's what lets you know you're right here. Or for some, it's the sensations of the sitting posture. So when the mind drifts, as it will, rather than judgment, when you notice, the invitation is to pause and just relax again, gently coming home to what's right here. This breath. These sounds. Taking refuge over and over in the presence that's right here. When the mind is drifting or reactive, it's helpful to inquire what is really happening right now, in this moment, inside me. Just to notice the feelings, the sensations, the breath right here. The second inquiry is, can I be with this? Can I just let this be as it is? In these last few minutes, give yourself the gift of relaxing even more. Relaxing and then relaxing again. Let your practice be very simple, to simply notice what's happening. And just letting it be, allowing everything to be just as it is. Discover what happens when you truly let this life live through you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.